The following is a lecture to corporate employees on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 12, text number 10, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 22nd, 2017, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Abhyase pyasamartosi. They have the verse written down? No, okay. I'll just go ahead and read it then. Abhyase pyasamartosi matkarmar paramo bhava madartam api karmani kurvan siddhim avapshyasi. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Purport. One who is not able to even practice the regulated principles of bhakti yoga under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master can still be drawn to this perfectional stage by working for the Supreme Lord. How to do this work has already been explained in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. One should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees who are engaged in the propagation of Krishna consciousness, and they require help. So even if one cannot directly practice the regulated principles of bhakti yoga, he can try to help such work. Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, and labor. Just as in business, one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor and some organization to expand, so the same is required in the service of Krishna. The only difference is that in materialism, one works for sense gratification. The same work, however, can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity. If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness. Or he can help with publications. There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. If one cannot sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. This voluntary service to the cause of Krishna consciousness will help one to rise to a higher state of love of God, whereupon one becomes perfect. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatadine. So the point is that everybody can help. We have a very important mission right now called the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. Prabhupada gave us an order. He said, deliver the whole world. It's a pretty big order. That means everybody in Pune should become Krishna conscious. Everybody in Maharashtra, everybody in India, everybody in the whole planet should become Krishna conscious. Can you imagine? When you drive down the street, to think that all those people became Krishna conscious? And not all the streets? What an amazing atmosphere this place would become. If everybody was a devotee in Pune, you see. We want the whole planet to be like that. In China, in Russia, in Iraq, in Syria, let everyone become Krishna conscious. You may say, well, that doesn't really seem very practical to me. But actually, there are signs that it's going to happen. Those of you who are on my e-course, you know, the other day I sent out a broadcast of, there's a leading newspaper in Finland and the Nordic countries, the number one newspaper in the Nordic countries. It's a Finnish newspaper. And they had a cartoon in the newspaper. And it showed a number of people talking to their priest, their Christian priest. And they said, we have now added another song to the hymn book as per your instructions. And it showed the priests looking in the Christian hymn book, and there a new hymn was added to the Christian hymn book, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So actually it'll happen someday. The Christians will go to church and they'll sing Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and then they'll sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It will happen. That day will come when all over the world, Hindus, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists, everybody, even the atheists will come and join. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we can't do this alone. We require your help. You have to dedicate your time, your energy, your resources as much as you possibly can, 24 hours a day at every minute. You say, well, I'm working a job. Where is the time to do that? You see, how can I possibly have to work a job so many hours a day? But you know what? My godbrother, he was also working a corporate job. I think it was Burroughs Corporation in Detroit. You know, you put on the coat and tie and, you know, the whole scene, corporate scene, right? So when he went to his corporate job every day, what did he do? He laid a copy of Bhagavad Gita on his desk, openly. There it was, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, sitting on his desk every day. He didn't say a word. He just put the Gita on his desk. That's all he did. He just laid a Gita on his desk. Of course, it helps him to be Krishna conscious. He can see the Gita all day long, you see. He just laid the Gita on his desk. That's all he did. And one boy named Randy Meyer, he came up, he said, what is that book on your desk? Let me read that book. And that boy, Randy, he became, and now he's my godbrother, Ramiya Das. Is it? Just by putting a Bhagavad Gita on his desk, he made a devotee. So if you're working a corporate job, you can just put a Gita on your desk. You see? Put a Gita on your desk. And whenever you have spare time, go door to door and distribute Prabhupada's books. Go on Harinam Sankirtan. The point is, and whatever money you have, whatever you don't, if you have some extra money, donate it to help us build temples and print books. Help us spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, you see. In this way, you see, you'll become perfect. Even if you cannot preach full time, Prabhupada explains that those who assist the preachers get the same benefit as the preachers. So whether you're a frontline preacher out there giving lectures and making disciples, or whether you're a householder or working a job and donating, everybody gets the same benefit. You see. Because you're serving Lord Chaitanya. You're serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So take it up enthusiastically as a householder, as a vanaprastha, as a brahmachari, as a sannyasi, whatever your ashram is. Doesn't matter. You just be Krishna conscious. That's the point. And give. Why? Because the whole world is suffering without Krishna consciousness. And you are also suffering without Krishna consciousness. So try to awaken your own Krishna consciousness. They say charity begins at home. Don't torture yourself by not being Krishna conscious. You understand this point? When you become Krishna conscious, you're awakening the original divine consciousness within your heart. You've been caught up in the cycle of birth and death for millions and billions of lifetimes, trying to be enjoyer of the world, like the boy on the elevator who said, whose t-shirt said, I am the king of life. We just saw that coming up the elevator. We were in the elevator with the king of life, you see. Actually, Krishna is the king of life. But he's thinking, I am the king of life, you see. So that's why we're suffering. You see, instead of thinking, recognizing Krishna or God as king, we're thinking, I am king, you see. That's why we're in difficulty. That's why we're in anxiety. You cannot be the king of life. Life, you don't rule over life. You're not in control of it. That's controlled by higher powers. When we're born and we die, we have no say over that. That's under the jurisdiction of higher authorities. We're not the kings of that. Krishna is the king, ultimate king of them. So because of this false sense of I'm the center, you see, we're suffering. But if you'll actually just give up this false conception that you're the center of existence and try to understand there's somebody else is the center of existence, not me. You see, and that's God, and that's Krishna. So just learn how to follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Manmana bhavamad bhakto majajjimam namaskaru mam evashasya yuktva atvam atmanam matparayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisance and worship me, being completely absorbed in me. Surely you will come to me. So, if you're skeptical about this, well, I don't know, this sounds a little bit too spiritual for me. I just want to make money, but this sounds a little bit too spiritual for me. But where's your money going to get you at the time of death, sir? You may become a birla, but where's your money going to get you? What will your crores of rupees do at the time of death? The time of death is only one thing that will save you, and that is your Krishna consciousness. How much you've awakened love of God within your heart, that will actually save you. So we want to train you how to do that. If you want to be a millionaire, we have no objection. There's no prohibition. You have to become a brahmachari or a pauper or something like that. If you want to become a multi-millionaire, we have no objection. But offer the results of your success to Krishna. Don't use them for sense gratification. That's the point. You see. If you engage everything you have in the service of Krishna, you become a perfect yogi. Whether you're in the Himalayas or in Accenture. How do you say Accenture? Accenture? Yeah. Whether you're in the Himalayas or Accenture, you're a perfect yogi if you're offering everything to Krishna. So we will teach you how to do that, how to become perfect yogis. Or a housewife is the same thing. Whatever position you're in, it's glorious if you would offer it in Krishna's service. It's not that there's some inferior position. If you engage whatever your position is, as a mother raising kids or whatever you're doing, you engage everything in Krishna's service, you become in the topmost position in this whole material world. You see, even higher than the demigods who control the universe. You see? The demigods are not pure devotees. They are tinged by material desires, you see. If you become purely absorbed in serving Krishna with no material desires, you're higher than the demigods. You're a higher position than the demigod, you see. In India, everybody worships the demigods, but you're higher than the demigods if you understand pure bhakti and you learn how to manifest pure bhakti, you see. So we want to train you how to actually awaken that. Move forward, we got more people coming. Squeeze up, squeeze tighter now. There's a space here. Fill in all these empty gaps. Someone can sit here. Well, no, but don't, not in front of here. No, we keep this space here. Yeah. We have some room on the porch also. If you can go out on the porch. There we go. So the thing is, wherever you are, just be Krishna conscious. It really makes a big difference. I've given many times give this example that I was formerly, when we started our center in Austin, we needed some income. So I was working a part-time job as a salesman for a big corporation called MCI Corporation, MCI Telecommunications. And to get hired, you know, you put a coat and tie over your kanti mala, you wipe off, put water tilak, you grow out your hair a little bit, you get hired, right? So I was hired, and I was really tired because I'd been a brahmachari for many years, always wearing tilak, you know, and I finally couldn't tolerate going without tilak. So one day I just wore tilak to work, you know. And I was doing sales over the telephone, signing up people for long distance service. And that day I had my tilak on, I was so fired up. Wow. I was closing one sale after another sale. Now my boss, he gets paid a commission on my sales also. I get a commission, also he gets a commission. So when he saw me closing those sales, he was in bliss. He's lit up. He's, the end of the day, my Karmi name is Bridge, you know, like Bridge Basi. He said, "Mr. Bridge, I do not know what that is on your forehead, but from now on you must wear it every day." So, you know, be as Krishna conscious as you can, and if you can wear tilak at work, do it. There's even a story, there was one factory owned by a Hindu, you know. Everybody wore tilak to the work every day. But one day he sold the factory to a Muslim. And the Muslim, at the end of the day, he called all the employees and said, "From tomorrow, henceforward, nobody wears tilak if you want to keep your job." Heavy Muslim. So one day, the next day, next morning, nobody wears tilak except one stalwart Vaishnava. And then boss calls me, "Well, I told you no tilak. Why are you wearing tilak?" He says, "I have to wear tilak. This is my faith in God. I have to wear tilak." He says, "Okay, you can wear it, but nobody else." You see? So you shouldn't lose your faith and lose your culture when you go to your job. You see? You should go there as representing Krishna. I have one of my disciples, he's totally bewildered. He doesn't know how to relate to career. He thinks, he just doesn't know how to relate to it. He's thinking it's material, but how can I do something material? So he's afraid to get into his career, thinking it's materialistic, but then he feels like he has to do it. He's just bewildered. But I'm telling him, you just have to be enthusiastic and do it for Krishna. You know, just, thing is, whatever your activities are, if you're a, do it enthusiastically for Krishna. Be successful. There's nothing wrong with being successful. Do it for Krishna. The more we have successful devotees in ISKCON, that will help our movement to be more successful. Everybody's just paupers, you know. In America, some people are, it's amazing, even in America you have paupers. In the last 20 years or so, they stand on the road and says, "We'll work for food." And they just sleep on the side of the road and they're beggars. They beg for a dollar, they go buy some cigarettes or some hamburger, and they live on the side of the road in America even now, you see. So it's not that we're, you know, devotees have to be like beggars, you know. We want devotees to be successful. You be successful and offer the fruit of your work to Krishna, you see. In this way we can take over the world, you see. If more and more people join, some will want to be brahmacharis and preachers, sannyasis, that's very good. Some will want to be householders and have careers, that's also good. Whatever your nature is, you act on that nature and be successful in that nature, you see. In this way, we can take over the whole world. Prabhupada said, in 18 days, we can conquer the whole world. You see? So let's do it. Let's work together and save the world. This is our duty. Prabhupada wants us to save the whole world. We want in every apartment there should be kirtan going on. In this building, in every apartment, there should be dinging the bell, the arti, and the kirtan going on. In every single apartment in this building, you see. In every building, in every town, in every village, every evening the arti bell, every morning the arti bell, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let this whole planet become as good as the spiritual world. Just like in Juhu, they have their Heaven on Earth project. You see, we want to make this whole planet heaven on earth by making everyone Krishna conscious. So you kindly help us, and now we can take some questions.
We can pass on your questions up in advance.
Okay, the first question. How should we do sadhana so that in the company life we could hold maya and practice sincerely among all the outside people? Get up early and have very good sadhana as the beginning of your day. You see. Get up and have first, get up, or go to bed early as possible and get up as early as possible. So by the time you go to work, you've chanted their Gavastakam prayers. Everyone should sing their Gavastakam prayers every morning. Samsara dava nala. Do an arti with samsara prayers, even if it's only 5 minutes. Everyone should have an arti. Samsara prayers to Prabhupada and your Guru Maharaj. Chant 16 rounds, read Bhagavatam, take prasadam and go to work, you see. If you don't have enough time, you're going to need to go to bed earlier and get up earlier. Everyone should have a very good morning program. And then you'll be ready to conquer the whole world every day. If you got those rounds nicely, get out there and take over the world for Krishna move, you see. How to forgive devotees' selfish nature? Well, give up your selfish nature. If you give up your own selfish nature, you'll have no trouble forgiving others' selfish nature. Because you're holding on to your selfish nature, you have a hard time forgiving others' selfish nature. You have to give up your selfish nature. You see? And then you'll see the good qualities of all the devotees. They're not as selfish as you thought they were. You were thinking, oh, they're so selfish. But when you give up your selfishness, you see, actually, they're great sadhus. They're not so selfish, maybe a little bit, but they're not as selfish as I thought they were. You see. Repeat it for me.
You have to be selfish to become Krishna-conscious.
Another type of selfishness is Krishna-consciousness. First, you have to love yourself by making yourself a devotee. So that's dovetailing selfishness in Krishna's service. How to do office work with Krishna consciousness? I already answered that. If you have a picture of Krishna on your desk, it can help a lot. Why are you doing this? There's Krishna, you have your Guru Maharaj, you have Prabhupada, it's all there on your desk. And I used to, in the U.S., we had a mandatory break. You know, we had actually a 4-hour shift as a part-time. It was a mandatory 15-minute break by law. So I just openly chant japa up and down the hall, Hare Krishna during the break every day. You see. So do everything you can to be Krishna conscious at work. Can you explain on how Hari Guru Krishna and how to serve them? Well, the spiritual master is your access point. Just like we log into the internet, you have a password, you get into the internet. So the spiritual master is your access to the Krishna net. You see, without Guru, you can't really access Krishna in the real sense of the term. To really fully connect with Krishna, you acquire a spiritual master. So one has to have a Guru. Now that's explained by Prabhupada, it's explained in the Vedic scriptures. A Guru is required. Yeah. When I add anything, why don't we let you answer some? That'd be good. You have a microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, here. And you want me to read it to you, or you want to read it? Consciousness keeps coming. Now go ahead, we'll alternate. She'll answer one, and I'll answer one. Can you read it, David? Need a flashlight? Want me to answer one? Okay. I'll answer another one. Consciousness keeps coming to materialistic things and pleasures. How to keep consciousness on Krishna all the time? Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalamashtaram chatashtata nayam yaitat atmaneva vishamniyat. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. How do you train a child not to be naughty? You give him good things to do. He's taking crayons, he's drawing all over the wall, making a mess of your house. You say, my dear child, here's a nice color, a Krishna coloring book. Why don't you color Krishna? Take the blue crayon and color Krishna. Krishna is blue. Now you can color him blue instead of... You see, in this way, you engage the child positively. So in the same way, your mind is like a naughty kid. Why do you think about this thing and that thing, all this nonsense, garbage? You say, my dear mind, there's that song. You may have heard that song. Bajahure mana srinandanandana abhayacharanaravindare. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. In this way, you see. You say, my dear mind, why are you thinking about girls? Or why are you thinking about boys? You know, why are you thinking about Bollywood? You know, my dear mind, don't waste your time with these stupid, idiotic things. My dear mind, please think about Krishna. So in this way, you have to train your mind. But your mind, if that doesn't work, try the heavy approach. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati says, beat the mind 100 times with shoes in the morning and 100 times with broomstick in the evening. Or is it the other way around? Shoes in the morning. Which is it, Debbie? The broomstick in the morning or shoes?
Shoes.
Shoes in the morning, yeah. Shoes in the morning, wham, 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 wham. And a broomstick at night, poom, 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 poom. If you have to, get heavy with your mind. You rascal, why do you keep thinking about this garbage? You stupid rascal, stupid idiot. Stop it, you nonsense. You better just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, your turn, Dave.
How practical is to, for all people to become Krishna conscious and have no difference between them? It's very practical. Everybody is part and parcel of Krishna, so it's very practical. Everybody should be engaging. And we don't see the difference. Someone may chant Allah, someone may chant Hare Krishna. But everybody should become Krishna conscious. That is the human life. Otherwise it is not human life. Otherwise it's not a human life. Otherwise it's everybody is engaged in eating, sleeping, mating as much as is easy for them. They are in an animal propensity. So one is a human being, must take to Krishna consciousness. It can be in another name, Allah, Jehovah, anyway. One has to become Krishna conscious. It's very practical for everybody. Otherwise they are not a human.
Should not we watch TV and movies at all? Not all are bad, and we also come to know what is going on in the world. Maybe 2 hours of movies a day is okay, right? And 2 hours a day watching movies. 5 minutes on the Bhagavatam and 2 hours for movies, right? On the airplane, you have these international flights. How many go on international flights? A lot of facilities are watching movies, right? You have about 50 movies to choose from. You got 5 hours on the airplane. So, should I watch the movie or not? Actually, we don't watch the movies. Sometimes, in the past, we would do, but I mean, a few times we did it, but we've lost, we don't do it. You know, it's just not. I mean, it's just make-believe stuff. First of all, it's not real. It's make-believe. Now, if you were a movie producer and you wanted to learn how to make better movies, then you could do it for your business. Then it's okay if your business is making movies, or let's say you're a professional actor and you want to study the acting techniques. Then it's okay for your business. You have a professional reason to do it, but just to kill time on the airplane or when you're sitting around at home. You know, it's better to read Bhagavatam. It's better to spend your time reading Prabhupada's books than watching movies. If you have time to spend 2 hours watching a movie, you could have studied Bhagavatam for 2 hours and made tremendous spiritual advancement. If you watch the Bollywood movie, well, you go to sleep thinking about all the girls and all the nonsense. Your mind is filled up with all that rubbish. Is it? So it's better to avoid these things. It's better not to, in your home, it's better not to have a TV. I'll tell you right now. Get rid of it. It's not good for your kids. Get it out of the house. Kick out the TV.
TV is out of the house.
Huh?
Now internet is there.
The internet is there also. You don't even need TV anymore. Just go on the internet. So the internet is very dangerous. One of the hottest things on the internet is pornography. Some devotees get addicted to it and they can't stop looking at porn. It's a very disgusting thing. You see? It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Not to even look at it for 1 second is not worth it. We're already lusty enough. We already have lust and sex desire in our hearts. Why agitate it? By looking at form, you see. You know the story of Ajamil. He was raised as a very pure Brahmin boy. And he went to the forest to gather firewood. And there in the forest, he saw a Shudra couple having sex enjoyment. And it totally bewildered his mind. Just that one moment of seeing them enjoying this lusty, sexual, kissing embrace. It agitated his mind so much, he completely fell down from brahminical life and became and married that prostitute. He gave up his wife. He rejected his wife. And remember that prostitute woman he had seen in the forest sexually embracing the Shudra man. His whole life was ruined because of just that one incident. So porn is that dangerous. It's that very, very dangerous. It can completely destroy your spiritual life. Don't look at porn. Especially porn. And these movies, they're semi-porn. Kissing, embracing, dancing, the breasts, and the bodily movements. It's all subtle. It's almost porn. Not quite, but it's on the verge of porn. All these movies, you see. Oh, there's a spiritual movie. That's all right. Prabhupada, you know, there's spiritual movies also available now. Prabhupada, Your Ever-Well Wisher is available. We have spiritual movies coming out now. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with movies. They should just be Krishna conscious. That's all. Okay, next.
How to satisfy the devotees? It's very easy. Become Krishna conscious. Just become Krishna conscious. And devotees will be very much satisfied. Isn't that right? To satisfy the devotees, once you become a Krishna conscious devotee. Is that correct or not?
Yes.
Does the devotee want any money from you? No. Devotee doesn't want any clothing from you. Devotee doesn't want any help from you. If you become Krishna conscious, you become most satisfied. What would Prabhupada ask? One time one devotee asked Prabhupada, what pleases you most? And what was Prabhupada's reply? Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So it's satisfying devotee is very easy. If you want to satisfy the devotees, how many of you want? So please take up chanting of 16 rounds and become full-time devotees.
Someone may say, but I remember one time I was asked, are you a part-time devotee or a full-time devotee? But wait a minute, you can't be a part-time devotee. Not that you're a devotee at home and you become a demon and you go to work, you know what I mean? If you're a devotee, you're always a devotee. You're either a devotee or not a devotee, you see. So become a real devotee, chant 16 rounds, follow our principles. Does Krishna exist also in bad things? Well, does the government also exist in the prison? You see, the university and the prison are both run by the government, isn't it? So is the government officers present in the university and not present in the prison? They're also present in the prison. Yes, the government direction and influence and the representatives of the government are present both in the university and in the prison. So even in the bad things, Krishna is there, you see. The bad things are your punishment for being a rascal. Krishna's arranged to rectify you. Next.
You mentioned to be perfect yogi by offering fruits of your action. I do a corporate job, and in a day-to-day life, how can I offer fruits of my action practically? Sometimes I am so busy in work that I forget Krishna. Please enlighten me. One can make a day-to-day life. One should set up an altar like this in their home. Make the home as an ashram, grahastha ashram. You may be busy working, just make a grahastha ashram and don't make a dark well. Dark well means when you are caught up with the no Krishna consciousness, you will die in that and you won't get any result. to make your home in the ashram instead of that well. And then offer whatever you bring, fruits, vegetables, offer it to Krishna. You pay your mortgage to for your, since the ashram is there, you can pay your mortgage with your fruits of your work. And at the same time, whatever is excessive, as Rupa Goswami has said, Rupa Goswami's formula is 50% for preaching, 25% for household life, and 25% for your retirement saving. So if you can do that, your work is engaged in Krishna service. And if you cannot do 50%, at least do as much as the Christians always do, 10%, at least 10%. Everyone should be donating for the preaching purpose. That way you...
That's what the Christians do. It's called tithing. They all give 10%. As a Christian boy, I was taught to give 10% of my allowance to the church every week.
So this way, you will be engaging all your fruits of your activities to Krishna. That's what Krishna says, engage all your fruits. Give me the fruits of your activities.
How to increase concentration and memory so that we can remember Krishna? Well, you just have to make the endeavor. My dear Lord, please bless me. You have to beg Krishna to help you. Please, my dear Lord, bless me. I can always remember you. You make that endeavor, Krishna will help you. Okay, go ahead. We have to move fast, Debbie. We have 10 minutes and we have about 20 questions.
Is deity worship necessary for those not staying in the temple? What is the basic minimum requirement? Can you elaborate how to do deity worship? Deity worship in the household life is not necessary. You can have a photograph like here, they have it. And if you want the deity worship, you get Gornitai deities. Gornitai deities are very kind and very merciful. You can do just some kirtan for them. And it's very simple. In your busy life, you can just worship Gornitai with doing some kirtan, making some offering. And that should be enough. And once in a while, or every day, if you have a time, you can pay them just.
How do we make devotional service, Hare Krishna practice, practical and attractive to our non-devoting neighbors and office colleagues? Well, you have to be, the more you're attracted to it, the more they'll automatically manifest bhakti shakti in your whole personality. So the more you're Krishna conscious, the more people be attracted to you as a person, and then you'll be able to train them how to become devotees. You have to, it's like Prabhupada was so attractive as a person. Many people were enamored to see Prabhupada and meet him, even though they weren't devotees. So you have to be go deep into Krishna consciousness, and then naturally people will be attracted to you, and then you can train them how to become devotees. Go ahead.
Why can't we eat prasadam from same plate, same other plate? Because earlier I used to share the food with my family, but now it is not allowed to share. So you can share if your family is Krishna conscious, because sharing the food with the remnants of anybody, not want to take anyone's karma, then you don't. We take the prasadam from the devotee's plate or spiritual master's plate to develop the similar qualities. But if you eat from the non-devotee's plate, you will get all the karmas they have it too.
How to give up fault finding? Don't give it up. Find faults with yourself. Next.
Hare Krishna. How to get mercy from Tulasi Maharani? Do bhajan, worship her every day. Circumlate, sing the bhajan and offer a little bit of arti. Even if you cannot offer arti, just offer a few drops of water and take care of her. And she will bestow all the mercy upon you, because she is a devotee. She wants to see you and become a Krishna devotee, so that she will be very happy.
What is the gravest service to Lord Krishna? Krishna says the one who preaches, there's no one more dear than that person who preaches my glories. Next.
When never we find key to spiritual struggles and material struggles, Maya changes it a lot. Will this over end? Ever end? How to always take it positively? It's not the Maya gives you problem. We are hanging on to Maya. That is our biggest problem. It's not Maya is hanging. Maya will make you free as soon as you seriously take up Krishna Bhakti. Krishna says, Devi Heshima Guna Mai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vaya Prabhadyante Maya Metam Tarantike. There is no difficulty if one takes over Krishna consciousness.
How Krishna consciousness activity makes us positive in life. Because the only positive thing it exists is Krishna consciousness. Everything else is more or less negative. Anything Krishna consciousness means to reconnect with your actual identity. Anything besides that is you're living in a false world of thinking you're the body. So Krishna consciousness is positive because it brings you back to reality. And this knowledge is the king of education. The most secret of all secrets is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion, it is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. That's real positive life. Next.
How to preach boldly. This is quite a question. How to preach boldly? If somebody asks you, where are you from? Who is your family and all that? Then you are very eager to tell them. So we should understand if we are part and parcel of Krishna, we should be quite able to preach about Him and tell about Him. Boldly. Why should we be shy? Are you going to be shy to tell your parents' name? Are you going to be shy about telling what is your occupation? No. So what is our real occupation? Jivarasa rupohoye Krishna radhite das. So what is difficulty? Preach boldly.
Jai. When we go to the company wearing tilak, there comes a responsibility as we represent ISKCON. There are many distractions in the company, even though we practice bhakti sincerely, but there is the chance of fall down, bringing our community the bad name. Actually, wearing the tilak will force you not to fall down. That'd be very good. When you wear the tilak, you'll be forced not to drink any tea. You see? So it's very good to you can wear tilak at your job. You're forced to act like a representative of Prabhupada. I get tempted to act like a karmi. Next.
Sometimes company work is so much that our devotional service is affected. Instead of Krishna conscious dreams, we get dreams of work. What to do in such a situation? How to remember Krishna? Remember Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was also working in the British government, but he was so expert in doing his work that he would do his work and go.
She doesn't like to have pictures taken of herself. No pictures of Guru Mata, that's her instruction.
It's causing me distraction. I forgot. So, remembering Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who had been working and finishing his job in Bangalore quicker than the other workers, and then he will be doing bhajans, writing bhajans, preaching and all kinds of things. So if you become expert in your work, then you won't have to dream about your work, but you can dream about Krishna all the time.
Next. So much advertisement about happiness going on outside. Mind gets attracted by such things. How can we engage the mind in devotional service? There's so many. It's like there used to be a jingo about Coca-Cola, you know, that beverage. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke after Coke after Coke after Coke. So one may get bewildered by hearing that ad and think, well, I gotta have a Coca-Cola. You see, but you have to realize this is just hype to get people to spend money. It's just advertising hype. There's so many hypes wherever you go. You know, you buying a flat in the Shangri-La Apartments, and you'll have a blissful life on the 18th floor of Shangri-La Apartments. You know, it's just all just hype to get your money. It's all just, they're just after your money. That's all they do. It's just hype. It's all it is to get your money. You have to be intelligent and realize these people are just trying to hype me. That's all they're trying to do. And this way, you won't be bewildered by all the propaganda. You won't be tempted to try a Coca-Cola. It has caffeine, by the way. We're not allowed to take it. Don't drink Coca-Cola. Next. Okay. Got another one here. What should be our attitude now? Should we behave in devotee? How should we behave in the devotee? I mean, we're with the devotees. A devotee means we should become devoted to the devotees. Krishna says, the one who is my devotee, name bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So that's how you behave in the company of devotees. You should become a devotee of the devotees. That's why we offer our respects. Vanchakopatarubhyascha, kripa sindhubhyebhyascha, patitanam bhavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Don't make it merely on your lips. It has to be in your heart also at every minute. Okay. Is it practically possible to retire at the age of 50? Since the children will settle at the age of you're around 25, and by that time I will turn 55 years of age. Well, it depends on your situation. I retired around the age of 30 myself. You know, I was a brahmachari for 14 years. I got married. I worked for like 2 or 3 years. Then I retired after 2 or 3 years. I think 2 or 3 years is enough in the corporate world. I retired after 2 or 3 years. So, because we didn't have any kids. Some advantage to not having kids. Now I'm almost 70. I'm the same age as Prabhupada when he left for America. But and then I still feel pretty young because I didn't waste all my years in the corporate, you know, working like a slave in the corporate world. So the earlier you can retire, the better. To be honest, the earlier you can pull it off, the better. But at the same time, if you're very successful in corporate activities and you're doing a big service for Krishna by doing so, there's no reason to give it up. Let's say you own a corporation, for example, and you're making millions of dollars. Why should you give it up? You keep doing it. You engage your employees in running the company and make millions and billions of dollars for Krishna. So the main thing is to be always engaged in devotional service. That's the main thing. But if you can retire from working and take up, you know, go to Vrindavan or take up the full-time preaching activities like I've been able to do, it's great if you can pull it off. It's fantastic.
Prabhupada never told Ambarish to give up his business.
That's right. Ambarish, my godbrother, he's from the Ford family. He's very wealthy. Now he's organizing the whole Mayapur fundraising for the big temple, Ambarish Prabhu. That's what he's doing with his retirement. So you should never retire from devotional service. Retirement means now you work even harder. You see? We don't want to become, Prabhupada said, don't be a lazy fellow. We don't give up working. We work even harder for Krishna. Now I'm traveling all over the world, you see. I'm soaking the globe twice a year. Going to how many different countries? About 20 different countries, you see. Same time we have our preaching work going on in Austin. So, and you know, and here I am almost 70 years old. The work doesn't stop. Prabhupada said, even though I'm 80, I'm working with the energy of a young man. So, said, no karmi can work as hard as I'm working, Prabhupada said. But for us, it's not like drudgery. It's recreation. It's like dancing in ecstasy. Our work is like dancing in ecstasy. Not like some drudgery. Our work is like dancing in ecstasy. Okay. One more here, and maybe this is the last one. Okay. Spiritual journey of a soldier in the army of Lord Chaitanya is always incredible. Absolutely. Kindly tell us how you came to Krishna consciousness. Oh, we have another hour, right? I'll kind of abbreviate it. Basically, as a college student, I'm coming up with an autobiography, but it's really been kind of slow because I'm doing so many other things. But basically, I was a college student making good grades, but completely bewildered because no one could tell me why I existed. They want to know, what do you want to major in, boy? I said, first tell me why I exist, then ask me what I want to major in. You see, I didn't know what I want to do, because how can I know what I want to do with my life? I don't even know who I am. They didn't tell me who I am, you see. So I couldn't, nothing made any sense. I ended up actually dropping out of college and becoming a spiritual seeker. That the only thing that makes sense to me is spiritual realization. So I decided to go to India and just be one of those mendicants, you know, like in the holy places, you know. That was my career. I'll be a mendicant, a holy mendicant in India. That was my chosen career path. In spite of being on the dean's list, all the academic qualifications, I'll just go to India and be a holy beggar in India. That was my career path. But then on the way to India, I was getting ready to head out because I was in the mood of renouncing, like, you know, neti, 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 deny all the material things. Neti, neti, deny, 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 deny everything material. I was on the path of philosophical denial of all the whole material existence, of all material things. But then one night I had an amazing realization. It was so amazing I wrote it down. My realization was this: I denied and I denied until I could deny no longer, and then I had to start accepting. In other words, I realized I've denied everything in this material world. Now I must also deny denial. That is the perfection of denial, is to deny denial. Now what will I accept? I felt there was some spiritual people in San Francisco. I was supposed to go and join them to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. So I hitchhiked to San Francisco. I met the devotees first thing, but I didn't realize they were the people. I didn't realize these were the people I'm supposed to join. I was thinking it was somebody else. I was already chanting Hare Krishna. I really liked it, but these devotees are, you know, the little... I was still polluted with Mayavadi philosophy. You know, I thought I was Krishna and that kind of stuff, you know. So I couldn't really join. So I took up a life of being a songwriter, trying to make a spiritual revolution through writing songs. And for a while it looked pretty good. I was getting popular, people were really liking the music, but then that turned sour on me and I became very introspective and I was praying to God to guide me. I was looking for guidance. I went back to the Bible, my book of my childhood upbringing as a Christian boy. I was trying to find out what made Jesus Christ a self-realized soul so that I can also become a self-realized soul like Jesus. And one day I found it in the Bible. Lord Jesus says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Ah, that's it. You just got to do what God wants you to do. And then you become perfect. So what does God want me to do? I was waiting for the voice from the sky. But there was no voice. What to do? So I was a singer-songwriter, you know, in those days. I was singing my songs over a vegetarian co-op, and there was nobody listening. Only one little girl was listening. The musician's false ego was kind of deflated, right? I'm used to having crowds of people cheering and clapping, you know. Just one little girl listening. Well, okay, I'll sing my song anyway. What to do? But after the song, the little girl came up, and I couldn't believe it. She read my mind. This little kid read my mind. She said, "Don't worry. God can hear you." And I was going, wow. That was some special message from God through this little girl. I've been waiting for God to tell me what he wants me to do. I can't hear him, but he can hear me. So then I had a new mantra now. It was called, went like this: Dear God, please guide me how I become your perfect servant. Every morning I would get up and I'd read the Bible and I would pray, Dear God, please guide me how I become your perfect servant. And one day there was a knock on the door. Knock, 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 knock. And I was staying with one of my music fans. His name is Mark. And one of his friends named Margaret came from down the street. She said, there's a Hare Krishna Swami in town. And he will be at my apartment in 1 hour. I went there. Who was it? His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. If you heard anything about him, he was very charismatic. His Prabhupada said his kirtan would carry you to the spiritual world. Prabhupada said that. So I met him, and by his association, I became convinced this is what God wanted me to do. So here I am. Because of that chain of events, now here I am for the last 45 years, you know, chanting Hare Krishna. And what kept you enthusiastic? Well, my goal was to make a spiritual revolution on this planet, and my goal hasn't changed. And I've been ordered by Prabhupada exactly what I wanted to do, make a spiritual revolution. Prabhupada ordered me to do that. He said, become guru and deliver the whole world. He gets the order he gave us, so just what I wanted to do. Now Prabhupada authorized me to do that and empowered me to do that. You see? So how could I not be enthusiastic? That very thing, which was my chosen career path after giving up being a holy beggar in India, was to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. That's what I realized. The real purpose of my life will be to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. And that's the purpose of my life. That's my career path, you see. So naturally I'm going to be enthusiastic. And then Prabhupada also recognized my enthusiasm. As a new devotee, he said, continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. Well, it worked. Prabhupada's instructions have worked quite well. I've always remained enthusiastic for pushing forward this movement, and Krishna is blessing me every day with more and more wonderful people like you who want to hear about Krishna and become Krishna conscious more and more and more. So you are all Krishna's special mercy. My wife also is Krishna's special mercy upon me to help me in my preaching activities. So in this way, how could I not be enthusiastic? I'm being blessed with so many. I have 250 wonderful disciples all over the world, and every day more people are joining. You see? So who could not be enthusiastic in such a situation? Please tell us something about Prabhupada. You have one more, okay. I'll give one little anecdote, then you can wrap it up. That'll be the last one. One little Prabhupada anecdote. I'll tell a different one now, I guess. Just very small thing, but maybe it's too small. But oh yeah, I'll tell the one in Atlanta. Prabhupada, the temple room was packed. And there were some scientists from Europe who were interested in Prabhupada's mission. They weren't disciples, but they were scientists who appreciated Prabhupada. One, Dr. Wolf, you can see him in the conversation books, Dr. Wolf from Germany. Actually, our Sarup Damodar had his headquarters in Atlanta at that time. So, Sadaputta Prabhu was there working with him. I think someone else was there, but that was the headquarter of our Bhaktivedanta Institute at that time, the scientific branch of ISKCON. So Dr. Wu came, and he came in to hear Prabhupada's lecture. Now some of you elderly gentlemen are sitting on chairs, I see, even some younger ones are sitting on chairs. But we couldn't ask Dr. Wolf to sit on the floor. He's not used to sitting on the floor. In India, everyone knows how to sit on the floor. But in Europe, a European professor doesn't know how to sit on the floor. Okay? So here's an elderly European scientist, and he needs a chair. There's no chairs in the temple room. And so Prabhupada said, somebody bring him a chair. And every devotee, of course, when Prabhupada gives an order and there's 300 of us there, and Prabhupada said, somebody bring him a chair, 300 devotees are always thinking, I'd like to get him a chair. Everybody's looking, where's the chair? Somebody opened the door, look out in the hall. Everybody wanted to be the one that could Sir Prabhupada's order, you know. It's like, who's going to be the devotee who gets to find the chair to bring it for Dr. Wolf? And nobody could find the chair. Everybody's looking around. Nobody can find a chair. But I couldn't believe my good luck. I was standing. I would get as close as I could to Prabhupada, you see. Like, here's the Vyasa son. I was standing on Prabhupada's right-hand side. I got this right in a pack. I got right up by Prabhupada's. I was just like inches away from Prabhupada. I would get as close as I could without sitting in his lap. Because there's a Shakti, actually. In his physical presence, there's a Shakti. So I would get as close as I could to him, you see. So I was right by the Vyasa son. And I looked behind the Vyasa son. And what did I see back there? A chair. Now, not one devotee in the whole temple room saw it except for me. And I realized, wow, I'm really getting the mercy today. I'm the only one who knows about this chair. Wow, Krishna's mercy. So I grabbed the chair and I went like this because it was packed, you know. I went like this to the devotees, you know. Make a little space now, Prabhu. Come on, make some space here, you know. I took the chair and went right over through the room, right in front of Prabhupada, you know, and put the chair down for Dr. Wolf. I didn't look back to see what Prabhupada did, but I knew he was happy that somebody got him, maybe Dr. Wolf, the chair. It was a small thing, but for me it was a very big thing that nobody in the whole room was able to do what Prabhupada wanted except for me. And I got that special mercy that day. So now we'll hear. Oh, I was really puffed up, for sure. I was super puffed up that day. Very, very puffed up, you can be sure. Sankarshan Das Brahmachari was flying high in false ego that day, for sure. Go ahead.
Prabhupada must have said, seen that path right in you, and he didn't say a word.
What is it?
Prabhupada must have seen you and feeling the proud.
Prabhupada must have, maybe, I don't know, Prabhupada, I'm sure, understood my mentality. He's very kind, he didn't kick me out of the room.
This question is from Bhagavad Gita, Karmanya Vadikara Stiva. Krishna says, don't get attached not to doing duty, but due to being lazy as well as taste for Krishna consciousness activities, we avoid working so as to invest time in devotional service. Please, if it appears that there is a thin line, Krishna conscious person becomes more active, like question was answered earlier also, the Krishna conscious devotee does not become lazy. They find more and more devotional service, they are not becoming lazy. They don't avoid working. They must do our work and offer the result, because in the material world there are different types of living entities. Some have a family life, some are brahmacharis. So not everybody can stay in the temples. So those who are grahasthas, they have to work and maintain, and that their duty is also to see that their family is taken care of. So they should be a hard worker, serving Krishna at the same time taking care of the family. The prime duty is to make the family members all devotees. That is the human life. Everybody should, those who are as a family life, grahastha ashram, they should make sure that their families are all becoming Krishna conscious. So you have a lot of work to do. Can't be lazy. Krishna conscious work is a whole life, so you must become not attached, not to do your duty. Don't be frustrated about maintaining your family's duties. But make them, the prime duty is to make them Krishna conscious, so you can be very, very busy person. And if you are a failure, then it's not very good. You will have to come back. So our duty, prime duty is, we should make our family and all our loved ones, Krishna conscious, and go back home back together.
Jai.
Jai.
So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village throughout the world. Ki jai. Jai. Gaura Prema Nandi.
Jai.